Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today. The Obama administration has reversed a major decision on offshore drilling in the Atlantic coast, citing concerns from environmentalists, the fishing and tourism industries, and even the Pentagon. The Interior Department now says there will be no new drilling leases on the Outer Continental Shelf off the southeastern United States. The Interior Department estimates that there are almost 3.5 billion barrels of recoverable oil off the Atlantic coast and more than 3 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. Coral Davenport is energy and environment reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Coral, welcome.
Hi, it's great to be with you, Todd.
Well, President Obama spent the last couple of years, to the disappointment of many environmentalists, coming up with a plan for increased drilling on the Outer Continental Shelf. So what's happened?
I think a couple of things have led to this. One, there's been huge protests from coastal communities in those states in a way that I don't think the administration had fully anticipated. Also, the military, the Navy, is concerned that drilling could interfere with Navy activities. But I think, and the administration has said this, one of the things that they really listened to is over 100 coastal communities passed resolutions and sent them directly to the administration saying, we don't want this. And I think that they did really pay a lot of attention to that.
You know, Coral Davenport, as strongly as the mayors and the towns and the editorialists came out against this plan, it should be said that on the state government level, in many of these coastal states, there was a lot of excitement because these drilling plans include revenue sharing agreements where the state government of Virginia or South Carolina or Georgia is going to get big money.
Well, just to be clear, they don't yet include those revenue sharing plans. But the governors of all four of those states, Virginia, North, South Carolina, and Georgia, all did indeed support the drilling, including a Democrat. The rest of them are Republicans. They supported the drilling because they anticipated that if the drilling goes forward, it would go hand in hand with legislation that would allow the states to get some of the revenue from that drilling. So they saw it as a great source of revenue, a great source of jobs. Not just the governors, all of the state legislatures supported the drilling. The senators from those states supported the drilling. And that was the initial reason that the administration cited in moving ahead with the drilling. They said, we're listening to the states.
You know, it's quite remarkable on the one hand, Coral Davenport, that the White House has taken a 180 on this decision. On the other hand, oil prices are at record lows, $40 a barrel. And in another way, it's sort of an easy call. Nobody's making a lot of capital investment into offshore oil rigs right now anyway. And in 5 years, when the price of oil is $125 a barrel, it might be a really different debate.
I think, you know, they went ahead with the opening up of the drilling. They got all this, you know, feedback and protests and pushback. And I think they really did listen to it. I know the White House had meetings with a lot of these mayors in Washington. They listened to what they said. And I think that as they were weighing this, the price of oil always factors into these decisions. And because the price is at such record low, at such record lows, there's not really, you know, a public push or demand to expand drilling. This is sort of, in terms of the political perception of this, when prices are really low, that's a moment where the president is not going to take as much political heat for shutting down drilling when oil prices and gasoline prices are at record low. So I think that made it easier politically for him to do something that was still quite dramatic and surprising.
So the president gets the political benefit with a lot of people in his base or in these states for reversing the decision, but there's no real financial price at the same time.
Right. There isn't at this moment. Of course, the oil industry in the states argued, as you say, the only thing that's sure about oil prices is volatility and that the prices aren't sure. And it's very likely that in the next 5 or 10 years, you know, as you say, we could be back at $100 a barrel oil, but this is kind of the moment to make that decision. That said, I wouldn't be at all surprised if we now see this kind of elevated in the presidential in the 2016 campaign, because this is something that a future president could come back and change.
Coral Davenport, energy and environmental reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Coral.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Todd.